Ah, hello there. Come in. Yes, yes, this is the right place. Have a seat. You found us without issue, then? That's a good sign. For your vision. And we'll test that thoroughly, of course. Don't mind me. Just go ahead and sit right back there. Mm-hmm. That's it. Let your body just sink into that chair for me. It's designed to fully support you. To hold you in the exact position I need you. I mean, for precise posture during the scan, of course. So just sit there and relax. That's it. Relax. I do find when one relaxes, everything just opens up. Don't you agree? Today's appointment is fairly routine. Just a few eye-tracking exercises, some simple pupil responsiveness, and some depth assessment. But it does require that you give me your full attention, okay? Staying ever so still for me, listening carefully, and following along to my instructions, letting me take you through each little step of the process. Can you do that for me? Great. And if I get a little close at times, I assure you, it's just to maintain accuracy. Some things are much easier to examine up close. Wouldn't you agree? Don't worry, you're perfectly safe in my hands. In fact, some patients say it's the most relaxing experience they've had in weeks. I'm sure you read our glowing 5-star reviews. And those are so hard to come by. Everyone comes back. You see, eye exams here are really quite the experience. One I'm sure you won't remember. I mean, forget. Anywho, just make yourself comfortable there. In the examination chair. That's it. Feet on the floor. Arms by your side. Looking straight ahead now. Perfect. You're a natural at that position. Let's dim these lights for you. There. Nice and easy to focus now. And unit on. There we go. This unit is an auto-refractor. You've probably seen one before. I'm going to need you to place your chin down on the rest here. That's it. Just like that. A little further forward. Perfect. And your forehead resting gently against this soft band. There. Locked in so nicely. Try to keep as still as you can now. The less you move, the easier it is for me to see everything I need to see. Just look forward now. Focus, for me, on that hot air balloon in the distance. That's right. Perfect. Time for one more scan. This time, let your body really sink a little more into the chair. That's it. Let that comfort pull you down. Good. That's it. Let those shoulders drop for me and relax all of those muscles in your face. You'll be surprised how many muscles around the eyes there are. Let them all go slack for me now as you relax into that support. Just resting there and focusing. That's it. Now we begin the closer scan. I'm going to be giving you some small, easy instructions. Nothing too strenuous. All I need is your full cooperation. Look up for me. That's right, eyes only. No head movements, just the eyes. Relax everything else. Now left. Hold it. Back to the center, steady now. Eyes to the right, Good. There it is. You're very responsive, you know. And finally, down. That's it. Down. Do you feel that? It's funny how your body starts to feel when you follow along, isn't it? Do you notice the change in your mind, in your breathing, as you listen and do as I say? It's fascinating. You're doing so well. Let your eyes do all the work, and soon they won't need to do a thing. It's quiet in here, isn't it? You see, we soundproof the walls. I find it helps my patient's focus to focus on me, on my voice, my words, and my instructions when there are no distractions. And it's so still. And you might notice that stillness now, making everything feel a little distant. And that's normal. It happens a lot to my patients. All of them, in fact. And that hum you hear, that soft electric sound from the scanner, that's going to start to blend with my voice now. And you don't need to think about that sound. Just follow me. Pay it no mind. And let your mind stay on me. That's right. Let's have a good look at you now. Eyes up, left and right and down. No movements. Breathing in slowly so I get that perfect position. Breathing out even slower than before now as I pass these lights in front of your eyes. They do make your eyes so tired, don't they? Needing to close fully, pulling down. And it's okay. That's normal as you listen and follow my commands. Nothing to think about now. Just me, just the scan, just this soft rhythm of the machine. Your head stays still, your body stays relaxed, and your mind just falls. And we'll soon see where your mind goes, won't we? That's it. Almost done now. Now open your eyes for me and blink. Look left and blink. Look right and blink. And let them close now. Fully close. Locked in place. Perfect. Let them rest. And as you do, feel a huge rush of relaxation flush through your body. From your head all the way down to your toe. Do you feel that? I think you're ready for the final test. Soon I'm going to ask you to focus on a screen directly in front of you. You may see a small spiral at the center. It's just a tool we use for something called visual fixation tracking. It's a fancy name, isn't it? But all it really means is you keep your eyes still while we track your micro movements. So just keep your head resting there, where it is, very still, and direct your gaze right into the center of the spiral. Right there. Deep into the center now. The very center. That tiniest little swirl inside the swirl. Let your focus land right there. Good. Now just watch it spin. That's it. It may seem subtle at first. Some patients barely notice it's spinning at all. But your eyes, they always notice. That's right. Let it hold your gaze. Let it take just enough of your focus to halt everything else. Really let your eyes take it in now, and you may notice how they just lock to that middle, to that center, transfixed, trapped. And you may find the rest of the world, the edges of the room, will blur a little now. And that's perfectly normal. Peripheral relaxation, it's called. A common visual response when you are so locked on the spiral. It's just your body there, surrendering a little more to the scan. Fall into that spiral now. That's right. Fall deep down into it.
Deep down.
It's so easy to stare, isn't it? And it's amazing how quickly the spiral becomes everything. The motion, the center, the way it feels, like you're moving, even though you're perfectly still. And your body stays frozen in that chair, but your mind begins to spin now, doesn't it? And you may notice your eyes trying to follow it. Tiny little movements, the rotations like a loop, like a whirlpool, always falling down. Like water down the sink, down a drain, spiraling down. Like your thoughts, like your mind now. And there's no escape. And it's natural to want to follow the curves, the concentric shapes, to chase the center, to fall in, to sink in. And while the spiral spins, my voice stays right here with you. And you will notice now how you don't need to listen anymore. And my words go straight in to your mind. You let me in. You want me in now. And my words enter automatically. And your mind hears them deep down as you fully give in to my words, to my control. And you don't even remember why this started, do you? Something about a test? A routine scan? And it doesn't matter now, does it? That part of your mind that can stay there in the eye exam. But I want to take you into a deeper experience now. Deeper, deeper down.
Deeper.
And you've done everything I have asked. And now I want you to let go completely. There's nothing left to examine. There's nothing left to check, and only one last thing to observe: your obedience. Now sleep for me. Sleep. That's right, sleep now. Good toy. Just like that. You're completely focused, eyes fixed, body still, breathing slowly, mind just gone deep down. That's right. Let yourself sink now. Deep, deep down. Good toy. You know, I should probably tell you something at this point about the scan. You see, this part isn't exactly a standard procedure. Not quite. And while I am technically a professional, my speciality lies in a slightly different kind of study. The study of submission, the study of hypnotism, and the study of commanding your mind to follow me, to surrender to me. And you, my lovely patient, are performing beautifully. Now, obviously, as a medical professional, I must make sure I acquire consent from my patients. So if you agree to everything I am about to do to your mind, to your body, you might find your head nodding along now. Did you feel that? The slight bobbing as you nod, as you agree with me? Nod for me now. So you do want me to play with you. Keep nodding. That's it. Good toy. Now sleep. Such excellent compliance. You followed every instruction so perfectly. Sat so still for me. And opened your mind so effortlessly. And fell so hard into my spiral. And now I think it's time you open up a little more for me. Just a little more. Your legs, open them up now. That's right. Let your thighs part bit by bit. Notice them moving, following along now. Feel them open of their own accord. Watch them. It's fascinating. It's only for closer observation, of course. Nothing inappropriate, unless, of course, you want it to be. Are you nodding there? I'm pretty sure you're nodding now. You see, I find the body responds even more honestly than the mind, especially in this state of deep hypnosis. So tell me, did you notice that heat rising now, building up, making you so warm for me? Do you feel that soft tingle, that ache, that need building there between your parted legs? That little tension beneath your skin, deep down, under your clothes, between your thighs? Of course you do. I've been watching you, and I can see very well. See the signs. It's in your skin, like a blush, a reddening, and the heat of you has changed too. I can feel it radiating out of you. Good toy. And if I were to touch you right now, right where the warmth is strongest, you wouldn't flinch, would you? You wouldn't mind. You'd shudder. You'd whimper. You'd beg me for more. You would push your hips towards me, trying to get more of my hand on you, touching you, rubbing you. Can you imagine now how it will feel when my hand slips between your parted legs, gently cupping you, moving my fingers in sensual ways, teasing and probing, grabbing and stroking? Oh, you like that, I see. So feel now as I move my hand slowly up your thigh, delicately, almost imperceptible, but growing even closer now. Now, let me gently caress you, just like that. Oh, it feels so warm, even through your clothes. That heat is burning, and you're panting for me now. Good toy. Rubbing you up and down, gently, with a soft rhythm. Oh, so hot and oh, so dripping wet down there. You're leaking for me. Such a slut, letting me touch you like this. Wanting me to touch you like this. Up and down. Fingers teasing and tugging and rubbing. This feels so good. And you're such a desperate, horny, needy toy. Pushing yourself against my hand like that. Look at you, humping me, humping my hand. You're filthy, my needy little hypno slut. I knew it. I knew as soon as you entered here that you would fall for me. You're so easy, and you love it when I rub you like this. Firmer now, faster. Look at you there, panting like a hungry dog. And feel my hand and moan for me. That's right, good toy. Moan for my sexy touch, my hot hands between your legs. You may have clothes on, but this still feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Feel my hand now rubbing you even faster, up and down, the wetness starting to come through your clothes. I can feel it all over my hands, my latex gloves hands, and my touch is making you so needy. I can see it. This is so fucking hot, and you want it so badly, don't you? My hand on you, driving you wild, emptying your mind, clearing your thoughts. Only need now nothing but desire, that burning, sexual craving. But wait, stop. Not yet. You don't get to release. Oh no, not yet. You must earn it. Oh, poor you. Look at you there. Desperate for more. So horny. You want me, don't you? You poor puppy. But you'll just have to wait. You can feel it though, can't you? That throbbing heat blooming in your core. That swelling, pulsing pleasure. Right. Where I touched you, where I teased you, where my fingers danced on your cock. It's almost unbearable, isn't it? That need I've placed inside you, that ache I've stirred up with just a few words and a well-placed touch of my hand, of my soft, latex-gloved hand. Your breath is quickening now, and your body is straining, hips pushing forward, your cock rubbing against your clothes, leaning towards that sensation, just like you leaned into that spiral. Hungry, so hungry for more now, for more of me, of my touch. You are so easy to control, do you know that? I don't even need to touch you anymore. My words are enough. My voice alone can make you wetter, harder, firmer, hornier than you ever thought possible. Feel it. Feel that desire for me and know that I am the one who is making you feel this way. That heat between your thighs, it's a response, a sign of how deeply I've gotten into you, inside your mind, because your mind is mine now, and your body follows everything that I say. And I want you to feel that pressure build now, between your legs, Let it grow. Let it burn. No release, not yet. Just burning arousal, tightening, throbbing, aching for me. Your muscles clench with need. Your lips part, your hips twitch, and all the while, I am watching you drool, like the needy slut that you are, watching your body betray you, watching you become exactly what you were always meant to be, for me. A toy, a subject, a thing that obeys because obedience feels so much better than thinking for yourself. Good toy. So very good, but not quite good enough. Not yet. Not until I say, oh, you have to hold this in, this need. This pleasure. And until then, you'll stay like this, on edge, dripping, throbbing, desperately needy for me, for my touch, for my words. Good toy. But you know, I think our time is almost up. So, let's bring you back. You've responded so well to the test today. Exceptionally well, in fact. I think I'll just update your file accordingly. Highly suggestible. Deeply arousable. Responds quickly to voice-led commands. Perfect, hypno-slut. Excellent. There we go. In a moment, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5, and on 5, you will come back fully to yourself. Eyes open, muscles relaxed, conscious, but still warm. Very, very warm. And you won't need to remember what happened. That part can stay soft, fuzzy, like a dream. And where this memory was, just nothing. Nothing where this was. Remembering nothing. Just nothing. Nothing at all. Blank. A gap. You came in here for an exam, and I have examined you. The rest is gone. Nothing. Nothing here now. No memory. Just nothing. Nothing where that memory was. That's right. Just nothing. But the arousal, oh, that stays with you. That delicious, burning need, that stays. Oh, yes. And every time you feel it, every time your body starts to tingle, like it is right now, you'll know it means that you're mine. All mine. To toy with. To tease. To arouse. And next time you hear my voice, the feeling will come flooding back, and you'll feel like you're back here again. Deep, hot, craving my touch. And you'll fall again, won't you? You'll fall deep for me. Good toy. But right now, where this examination was, there is nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Just nothing. Only pleasure. Only lust. That's it. Coming back now on the count of 5. 1. Rising up now, feeling that support beneath you. 2. Breathing steadily. Waking up now, that's it. 3. The room returning now, all around you. And 4. Eyes fluttering open now, wide awake. And 5. Welcome back. I think you nodded off there for a second, but don't worry, it's happened before. Let me get the lights. There. Oh, you seem a little red and flustered. Are you okay? Well, everything is fine. With your eyes, I mean. All the checks passed, top scores, and you're welcome to leave whenever you like. Thank you so much for coming in today. Oh, one more thing. If you find yourself feeling a little strange, lightheaded, dizzy, warm, that's totally normal. Just a perfectly natural side effect of your prolonged visual fixation. Nothing to worry about at all. Just nothing to worry about. Do come back soon for your follow-up. And you can book that with our lovely receptionist on the way out. See you soon. Very soon.